I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Here's a question you'll want to consider as you choose between John McCain and Barack Obama this November. Who will keep America safe? Barack Obama says he's your man. The presumptive Democratic nominee says John McCain has supported policies that, Obama argues, have made us less safe. Now, this shouldn't come as a surprise to you, but John McCain says he's your man. The presumptive Republican nominee emphasizes his experience. That experience includes time that John McCain spent in a North Vietnamese prison. The BBC's Andrew Harding met the man who was in charge of that prison. He filed this report.
75-year-old Tran Trong Duyet feeds the caged birds he keeps in his garden. The man who once ran Vietnam's most notorious jail is enjoying his retirement, and he's keeping a close eye on the career of his most famous prisoner. That would be John McCain, who wound up in Duyet's prison during the Vietnam War. A newsreel tells the story.
In the early morning of October 26, 1967, Lieutenant Commander McCain departed for his 23rd bombing mission over North Vietnam. A Soviet-made surface-to-air missile struck his plane.
John McCain was dragged out of a lake in Hanoi. An angry crowd beat him up.
They broke his shoulder with a rifle butt.
McCain was then taken to the Hoa Lo prison, known as the Hanoi Hilton.
You saw John McCain in prison. You were you were the man in charge of the prison. Tell me, what was John McCain like and what were your experiences with him?
Sometimes I would invite McCain to my office there and we would talk. We'd argue about the war. He's a very frank man, very conservative and loyal to the American ideal. He taught me how to speak some English with an American accent.
A Vietnamese propaganda film showed McCain being treated in the prison hospital.
What is your rank in the army? Lieutenant Commander, the name?
He says he was badly tortured over the years he was in prison under your charge. Do you acknowledge that?
I can confirm that we never tortured prisoners.
So you're saying John McCain lied about his experiences in your jail?
Yes, I can say he lies to American voters about what happened to him in Vietnam in order to win support for his presidential campaign.
Mr. Duyet's propaganda-perfect version of events is flatly contradicted by many American POWs.
Courage, duty, perseverance, and leadership. Lessons he didn't fully grasp until later in his life.
This is a McCain campaign ad that emphasizes the candidate's remarkable life story. He survived 5.5 years as a prisoner in Vietnam. But in Vietnam today, McCain is remembered as more than a prisoner. In the early 90s, he became a key figure in the diplomatic effort to make peace between Hanoi and Washington. The two enemies restored diplomatic ties in 1995. That's what really matters for McCain's former captor.
If you were American, would you be voting for him this year?
I would choose John McCain because he's my friend.
Do you think John McCain considers you his friend after what he says he experienced in jail?
I don't know how he'd react if we met again. But I support him because he did a lot for relations between Vietnam and America. And if he became president, he'd do even more.
It's a surprising endorsement from an old enemy. For The World, I'm Andrew Harding.